Now, you may have heard of thru-hiking. Thru-hikers take everything they need in a backpack as they hike sometimes thousands of miles across the United States.
Here in Wisconsin, we have the Ice Age Trail. Last year, more than 100 people hiked the 1,200-mile trail between Door and Polk counties.
Melissa Pyrick is the Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you've talked to a lot of Ice Age Trail thru-hikers who stop by your office, I understand, sometimes for food and a break. Why do people choose to give up as much as a few months of their lives and hike the whole trail?
You know, it depends on the thru-hiker. Everybody has a different objective. Sometimes you run across people who are at a transition point in their life, you know, maybe that's divorce, or a spouse has recently passed, or a lot of times it's, hey, I just retired. We did have one younger guy came through, and he said he was hiking or through hiking because, well, his lease ran out on his apartment and he was homeless, so he figured he would go and through hike. So, it's always fun. It's always interesting when they do come through. We had a couple that came through. They used the Ice Age Trail to through hike as a cool down from their Continental Divide Trail through hike. So, you know, just depends on the hiker.
We talked to a few people who have hiked the trail in different ways. Want to give a listen to one. Franara Radke from Ripon completed a section hike of the Ice Age Trail in December of last year. Section hike is when someone does the whole trail, but in pieces over the course of months or even years. Here's what we heard from Franara.
I come from the ultra running community, so I have done ultra running distances up to 100 miles. But 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And after my diagnosis and treatment, one of my surgeons said, well, you can't run for 6 weeks. But my doctor told me I could hike all I wanted and I could walk all I wanted. So I wore out my running shoes on the pavement. And then I started delving into the depths of the Ice Age Trail. I have a little bit of an obsessive personality. I got the big poster map and I'm like, oh, I can start highlighting this stuff. And every time I come home, I can highlight a new section. It kind of snowballed.
And Melissa, you mentioned a lot of people will set out with something like this at a turning point in their lives. For Inara, clearly an example of people who have done that. What do people after they hike the Ice Age Trail, what do you hear from them about what this meant often at a difficult point in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, people will, you know, finish the trail and have a sense of accomplishment. I know we've had a ton of people who have finished the trail segment hiking, and I hear a lot of, well, now what am I going to do?
The first through hike, I understand, was in 1979. Jim Stoddiger did that. It came in fits and starts with other people since then. We keep hearing there are books and movies about people doing, you know, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Coast Trail. Is that getting people more interested in doing something like hiking the entire Ice Age Trail?
So when it comes to through hiking, there's sort of the three big trails in the United States, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and then the Continental Divide Trail. And these are, you know, long trails that go through multiple states. And kind of after that, then you have the Ice Age Trail, the Arizona Trail, the Florida Trail, you know, all these other national scenic trails. And what tends to happen is that a through hiker will start on one of the big three trails, and then they probably will finish all the three trails, but then they're still looking for another challenge. So then they start doing all of the scenic trails. And so we get a lot of people from other states that come in, and a lot of people that have hiked the Appalachian Trail, for example. And, you know, I was talking to one woman a couple seasons ago, and she thought, well, I did the Appalachian Trail, so the Ice Age Trail was going to be really easy. Well, she ended up abandoning her hike on the Ice Age Trail because she didn't like the solitude of it. You know, you have this trail, the Appalachian Trail, where you're hiking with like 50, 70, 100 other people every day. That is not the experience you will have on the Ice Age Trail if you're a through hiker. You will go multiple days without seeing people if you are up in the northern part of the trail. So it's a completely different trail. I always like to tell people that, you know, we don't have mountains that you're going to, you know, fall off of. Nothing too super treacherous, but we do have ticks and we do have humidity, and camping, trying to figure out where you're going to camp is a logistical issue that you have to overcome on the trail. And you have the solitude. So the Ice Age Trail has its own challenges, which makes it pretty fun and unique, I think.
We're talking about hiking the Ice Age Trail here in Wisconsin with Melissa Pirik, Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Let's hear now from another hiker. Sam Maluski, originally from Watertown, is currently making his way across Wisconsin. Sam talked to us in mid-May, slack packing from Eau Claire. Here's a listen.
I think one of the biggest takeaways when you are going to be doing the Ice Age or any trail is to expect the unexpected. I started on March 20th, my first morning on the trail. It was 8 degrees out. All my water for the next day had frozen completely solid, and there was snow on my tent from the condensation of my breath. So I started that first day with no breakfast, no water, and I had to hike about 10 miles until I was able to crack open one of my water bottles with a tent stake. And I actually got my first bit of trail magic right away on day two. I had a local trail angel who messaged me on Facebook saying, hey, it's going to snow 8 inches tonight. I live pretty close. Do you want to stay at my house?
Melissa, what is a trail angel?
Oh, a trail angel is someone who will support hikers. And on the Ice Age Trail, we really have a strong community of trail angels. A lot of times trail angels will give segment hikers a ride so that, you know, you don't have to do an out and back, so you can do a complete segment. Other times, you know, trail angels will provide water to through hikers or a place to stay, like, you know, will offer their yards to, for a through hiker to camp in. The trail angels span the entire 1200 miles, and it's really great. You know, you hear of Emily Ford, who through hiked the trail. She was the first woman to through hike the trail during the winter. I think that was in 2021. There were famously people who went out in advance of where she was going to be hiking to break the trail for her, to make it easier to hike during the winter. The trail angels are great. And in fact, last year I was talking to a thru hiker who has hiked the three major trails. And she said, what makes the Ice Age Trail unique is the ownership that the people take of it. She said, whether you encounter someone who's maintained the trail, you know, they'll refer to it as, oh, that's the section, you know, I maintain, or this is my favorite segment, or, oh, I'm the trail angel for this area. And she said, you don't find that on other trails, that we take so much ownership of this trail. And I thought that was really great, and a real testament to, you know, just the residents of Wisconsin. We love this trail and we really support the people who hike it.
Another important part, I understand, of through hiking culture is people take on trail names. We talked to Melanie Radzicki McManus, who set a record, by the way, for the fastest known time. The first time she through hiked the Ice Age Trail in 2013, did it again in 2015 to write a book about it. Melanie got her first trail name, Valderie, on the Ice Age Trail. She tells us that didn't last very long.
When I went on my second trail, the Florida Trail, they all had really easy names like Scout and Boxcar and Beer Man. And no one could remember my name or pronounce it. So I changed it to Snowshoe. And that's what I've been using ever since.
Can you tell us a little bit about that culture of trail names?
Yeah. You know, again, I am not a thru hiker, so I do not have a trail name.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny when those the thru hikers come through and they refer to themselves by their trail name. You know, apple pie. But I, since I'm not a thru hiker, I feel funny referring to them as their trail name. But from what I understand, a trail name is something you acquire when you're on trail from another hiker usually. So apple pie, her real name is Arlette. and she really likes desserts, and she's also from the Netherlands, so apple pie is her name. Then there was a guy that holds the current FKT right now. His trail name is Wild Turkey, and it relates to some story on the trail of him, you know, doing shots of wild turkey. So
I thought, you know, maybe he was encountering a wild turkey. Okay, I get it.
Right, right. Yeah, it's always funny to find out the story behind their trail name.
Melissa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Melissa Pirek is Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Ice Age Trail Alliance.